Some more political news tonight in D.C. President Biden attended a campaign reception at the Mayflower Hotel. Biden walked in, was like, I remember when this was a ship.
That's it. That's the, hey, wait, he's old. You know, they still have to get rid of Joe Biden. I've been saying for how long now that they still have to get rid of Joe Biden. He can't be their nominee. They could lose power. God knows they don't want that. We opened another package here at the radio station. And I've got to say, this is a ton of fun. Ton of fun from Anna and Paul. Anna and Paul. From Charleston, South Carolina. Sent along a nice envelope. And inside the envelope, there is a brand new Zippo lighter, a classic full-size standard Zippo lighter. It's a beauty. It's a honey. Almost makes me wish I still smoked. But the Zippo lighter has on it and I'll post, I've already shot a picture of it. We'll post a photograph of the new Zippo lighter that I received today, courtesy of wonderful people, Anna and Paul from Charleston, South Carolina. The face of the Zippo lighter has a kind of a like a burning smiling man, and it says Self-Immolation Association, always recruiting new members. The Self-Immolation Association, and it's a Zippo lighter. Because Democrats have taken to self-immolation, you know? Like they're head of the Buddhist monks. There only four Democrats have self-immolated so far in the last 2 years, but they're just warming up. They're just getting warmed up, see? And it's great. Anna and Paul, wanted to give credit to his best girl, Anna, the Self-Immolation Association, always recruiting new members with a little burning man smiling on it. And it's great. This is a wonderful gift. And Anna and Paul wrote, Chris, feel free to sell the lighters at your store, at the Chris Plant store. It was my best girl's idea. And it's the Self-Immolation Association. It says it right on there, which is pronounced, see, because it's S-I-A, right? The Self-Immolation Association. And Anna and Paul explained that the Self-Immolation Association is pronounced SIA. See, it's SIA, S-I-A, SIA, which is great. Proud to announce their first humanitarian excursion. Come celebrate Pride Month on our LGBTQ plus Mediterranean sea cruise to Gaza. And there will be an excursion to the West Bank. And they even took the Palestinian flag and made the triangle portion of it rainbow. So they're the gay Palestinians, which don't exist because they murdered them all. Because they're murderers. See, that's the thing about that. That's right. Don't forget to donate your fuel points. Oh, Biden has finally come out. It took him that long to walk down after the episode of Hazel ended, because it's a big house, and Biden is talking. We will share his genius with you going forward. But wonderful Zippo Self-Immolation. We'll post. I've got a picture of that, and also we will post a picture of our fun new bumper stickers for SUVs. I'm helping make the planet warmer. You're welcome. Because honestly, everybody likes a warmer planet. Nobody likes a colder planet. Don't be silly. I also teased just a little while ago something that I want to share with you because it matters. Because there's a lot of important stuff going on. And here it is. And I was going back and forth with my pal Seton Motley. And here it is, The Times, the Caribbean Land International News, Cayman Islands, Times.ky, BlackRock, you know, the giant money investment firm. They give lots of money to lots of politicians. BlackRock gets a $500 billion deal to rebuild Ukraine. BlackRock and J.P. Morgan Chase set up a reconstruction bank for Ukraine. And the story reads, BlackRock and J.P. Morgan Chase are reportedly aiding the Ukrainian government in setting up a reconstruction bank that could see rebuilding projects being heavily invested in by private entities. The Financial Times noted that it would cost Ukraine roughly $411 billion to rebuild the country amid the onslaught of attacks by Russia, where Vladimir Putin, a communist, a former KGB colonel, rules the roost because commies wage war, commies kill, commies destroy. Commies are here in the United States now, too. But the cost is continuing to increase. So again, the Financial Times said $411 billion. The Ukrainian Development Fund is still in the early stages of setting up the reconstruction bank, but potential investors will get an inside preview of how things will look during a London conference that is set to take place this week. Now, here's the thing. We're just throwing tens of billions of dollars at Ukraine for the war so the war can continue, right? And there's some back and forth between Republicans and Democrats because Republicans are saying maybe we should monitor the latest round of $61 billion that we're giving to Ukraine to keep the war going. And they assure us, Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, our Chief Diplomat, assured us that 90% of that money would go right into the coffers of American arms contractors. And we're supposed to say, oh, well, that's good, right? And then a Democrat on Capitol Hill said that 80% of the money would go to American arms contractors. And then another Democrat on the TV media said that 70% of that money would go to American arms contractors. So it's either 70% or 80% or 90%, depending on who you want to listen to, will go to American arms contractors. And then, of course, they're donating money to Democrats who are making sure that the government donates money to them. See how that works? It's a circle fest in a hot tub. It's the military-industrial complex that Dwight David Eisenhower warned us about, and Joe Biden has no idea what he's talking about, what he's doing. He's bumping into furniture. But Joe Biden also lifted sanctions and cut back on our oil production, which made, because we had energy independence under President Trump, and Joe Biden destroyed that. That was great news for Vladimir Putin, because that allowed Vladimir Putin to bring in tens of billions of dollars more from the global oil markets, thanks to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden has helped to fund and fuel the Vladimir Putin side of the war, and directly funding and fueling the Ukraine side of the war. And now the next shoe drops, and that is BlackRock funneling great gobs of money to the Democrats, and J.P. Morgan Chase funneling great gobs of money to the Democrats and Republicans too, for that matter. And they're looking at a $500 billion deal to rebuild Ukraine. So from one pocket, we fund the destruction of Ukraine. And from the other pocket, we fund the reconstruction of Ukraine. And Joe Biden and the Democrats and the corrupt news media look at this and say, isn't this great? We're so good. And again, energy independence, maintaining U.S. energy independence, would have undercut Putin's ability to wage war. But Joe Biden took steps to make sure that Putin would benefit from the global energy markets, the oil markets and gas markets in particular. Just amazing. All right. So we've got all that going, and it is just extraordinary stuff. Tear gas canisters. Now let's go to soundbite number five. Yesterday afternoon at UCLA, the University of California at Los Angeles, California, give a lefty a microphone or a bullhorn or a megaphone or whatever they can find, and it's hard to shut them up. But they love comparing the LAPD and the NYPD to Nazis. And they love comparing Israelis who barely survived Nazism, which was the National Socialist German Workers' Party. And they're Nazis, the LAPD Nazis, Republicans are Nazis, Jews are Nazis, Israeli troops are Nazis. Everybody's Nazis except the people that want to exterminate the Jewish population, which is Hamas and Iran. And Hamas and Iran benefit very greatly from the Democrat Party, from Joe Biden, and from these ignorant, brainwashed zombies on campuses across America yesterday afternoon at UCLA.
Given the fact that the University of California is founded on colonialism, it's inherently a violent institution. There needs to be an addressment of U.S. imperialism and its ties to the UC system and how it perpetuates war and violence abroad. Not only abroad, but also here, locally. We see this with the brutality, the police brutality that black and brown students face here at UCLA, Arab students, Muslim students, Palestinian students. And I myself have personally been faced those violences that the UC has perpetuated and continues to perpetuate. It's not just a means of divestment. It's a divestment from Zionism.
Ah, yes. Zionism, divestment, colonialism, imperialism, war. No, actually, the communists, and you're a little communist screw idiot, have killed more people, launched more wars, and left more people dead than any gang of murderers in the history of humankind. In Seattle, Washington, yesterday, there was an anti-Semite who was out there being loud and didn't sound entirely mentally sound.
Yeah, really.
She's screaming shame. It's like Scream at the Sky Day. Remember Scream at the Sky Day? We should have another Scream at the Sky Day. I think the Democrats should have Scream at the Sky Day pretty much every day. Just amazing. This was Scream at the Sky Day. In 2017, the Democrats were organizing. So they had Scream at the Sky Day in 2017. You know, Donald Trump had been elected president, Hillary lost. Scream at the Sky Day was the one-year anniversary of Donald Trump being elected president and Hillary Clinton losing. I was describing this and the... This is what Democrats have done to a generation of Americans. The Occupy Wall Street movement was their organizational phase. It was an organizing phase. And they had scream... And this all over the country. They had young morons whose parents are Democrats, whose professors are Democrats, whose high school and grammar school teachers are Democrats, and they scream at the Sky Day. 2017. We should have seen it coming. Some of us did. Some of us warned. This was the Democrat Party organizing the, honestly, it's, I've got my Zippo lighter self-immolation, Zippo lighters, just extraordinary. Hey, do you have nasty odors in your home or office that you just can't get rid of? Well, now you can get rid of any stinky odor with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm gets rid of strong odors from cooking and cigarette smoke and litter boxes and trash cans and even crazy leftists. No match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm starts working in a matter of seconds to clear any room of any odor. Plus, there are no expensive filters to have to buy online, and You know, go to Home Depot and get replaced on a schedule. You can hold a thunderstorm in one hand. They're only this big. And great stuff. We've got two of them at home. More than 350,000 thunderstorms already sold. Thousands of five-star reviews online. Works like a champ. And this week, I've got a great deal for you to get your own thunderstorms, because right now, you can save $200 American dollars on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. Bring one to the office. Give one to your teenager. You got a college kid? That's three units for under $200. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and enter the discount code Chris, C-H-R-I-S. That's C-H-R-I-S. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris. Plus, because you hang with me, you get free shipping. Free shipping. Yeah, yeah. Man, oh, Manischewitz, I am telling you. All right. That's the Democrat Party. They're here. They've been taken over by entities that are hostile to Western civilization, to America, to capitalism, to white people. And was that colonialism and imperialism? Just enjoy your air conditioning in the summertime and calm down. Enjoy your heat in the wintertime. Enjoy modern medicine. Turn on a light bulb and thank the patriarchy. Thank colonialism. Thank imperialism. And then go scream in somebody else's park.
3, 2, 1.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Joe Biden finally came out after, which episode was it of Hazel? Saving Mr. B. Saving Mr. something like that. You know, Mr. B. No, I know you don't know. It doesn't matter. It's Joe Biden TV, you know. But Joe Biden came out, the White House, and offered a couple of confused messages. He is very concerned about Islamophobia. Islamophobia is a huge problem. And people being anti-Palestinian, which is non-existent. The man is a mental dwarf living in a peanut shell. Joe Biden, President of the United States.
Let's be clear about this as well.
Now be unclear.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America for anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. or threats of violence against Jewish students.
Or?
There is no place for hate speech. Hey. Or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism,
wait.
Islamophobia,
uh-huh.
or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans.
That's not happening.
It's simply wrong. There's no place for racism in America.
Islamophobia, anti-Arab, that's not happening. And he mentioned that twice. They got the jihad got two compassionate mentions from the moron. And the Jews, well, you know, it's like Blazing Saddles. You're on your own.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
There are a lot of liberals in Canada. Canada is, of course, America's hat. Canada is America's largest national park. And within our largest national park, there is a city called Vancouver. My best girl and I have been to Vancouver many times. Fun city like Vancouver. We have good friends that live. She, a good friend that grew up in Vancouver, and we visit her there. She's great. She used to live here in Washington, D.C. But in Vancouver, they have a lot of lefties, too, and they smoke a lot of dope. which makes everything better if you ask genocidal anti-Semites. It's remarkable. But Vancouver the other day, they had a big rally, and there was a woman at the rally, 44-year-old Charlotte Cates. Charlotte Cates self-describes as a liberal, perhaps as a leftist, and she loves the jihad. She loves the kidnapping and taking of hostages as long as they're Jews. She loves torture, murder, because she's a self-described liberal. And this is what Charlotte Cates sounded like the other day in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We stand with the Palestinian resistance and their heroic and brave action on October 7th. And they said, long live October 7th. And we say today, long live October 7th. Hamas is not a terrorist organization. Islamic Jihad is not a terrorist organization. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is not a terrorist organization.
These are our heroes. They're not terrorist organizations. Hamas and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad, these are not terrorist organizations. They're resistance fighters. And who are they resistance fighting against? These heroes, the heroes of October 7th. 1,200 people were butchered and massacred and slaughtered and dismembered and hundreds kidnapped and raped and murdered Charlotte Cates, a 44-year-old lefty who is with the Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network. It's just amazing, these people. And it does, you know, she's with, they've got all these organizations. It's actually the Sami Dun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network. And she supports Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the broader Islamic Jihad and the heroic attacks of October 7th and Hezbollah and Hamas, and she's in favor of all these organizations. And I've been talking about this for years, but Monty Python used to make fun of this stuff, and now the Democrats have made it all real.
The only people we ate more than the Romans are the f***ing Judean people's front.
Yes.
And the people's front of Judea.
Yes. Yes.
What? The people's front of Judea. Splitters.
We're the people's front of Judea.
Oh. I thought we were the Popular Front.
People's Front.
You nit. Come on. This has been going on forever and ever. It used to be comedy, but the left, the Democrat Party, is so criminally insane. They're so violently criminally insane. They're so drug-addled. And I've got to tell you, the Democrat Party should be declared a terrorist organization and should be disbanded, I think. What do you think? Disband the Democrat Party. Let's do that. Just extraordinary. These people. There is a great fun story that deserves a lot of attention, and it has to do with a fraternity at the. It's a where you find them at colleges, of course. Pi Kappa Phi men defended their flag. That's the American flag, because they're Americans and they're on our side. It's just extraordinary that this is going on in the United States. But this fraternity at the University of North Carolina showed up where there were radical left-wing, Jew-hating, genocidal, armband-wearing little Nazis that call themselves liberals. And they were out there supporting Hamas like this lunatic woman in Vancouver. And the men of a fraternity showed up, Pi Kappa Phi, and they brought the American flag, and they sang patriotic songs, and they demonstrated that they were on our side. It was quite amazing. And because they got a little bit of attention, someone started a GoFundMe page for them. And the GoFundMe page has now for this fraternity, because they said, we might want to have a party. I want to have a party. The GoFundMe page has now for Pi Kappa Phi at UNC has now raised more than $400,000 for the fraternity party, and people are still donating. You can go donate $20. John Clark donated $10,024. An anonymous person donated $15, and they've raised more than $400,000 for the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity at the University of North Carolina for their party, because they want to have a party. Now they're going to have a pretty good party, I think. And that's good news, because real America still exists. Now we're going to have to wrestle it back from the Democrat Party, because they've lost their minds, of course. But it's a wonderful moment, and I believe that we played audio of these guys day before yesterday or something. We did. Now more than $400,000 raised for University of North Carolina frat brothers who protected the American flag from the anti-Israel mob. The New York Post reported a group of patriotic frat brothers at the University of North Carolina are being rewarded for protecting the stars and stripes from an anti-Israel, that means anti-American, mob. They're all Democrats bent on hoisting the Palestinian colors. You know, at Harvard, they tore down the American flag and raised the Palestinian flag. In New York City, they tore down the American flag and raised the Palestinian flag. And a GoFundMe page set up for Pi Kappa Phi members now raised more than $400,000 for students because they took a heroic stand in the face of the Democrat Party. And now it's like Delta House, you know, in Animal House, where what do we know about beer at Delta House? What do we know?
Don't cost nothing.
See? Don't cost nothing. So, and you know what? They're gonna be able to chant. While the Democrats are chanting free, free Palestine, the freest Arabs in the Arab world live inside of Israel, live in the Gaza and the West Bank. Freest Arabs in the Arab world live in Israel. But instead of chanting free, free Palestine, they'll chant free, free beer. Free, free beer. And they got $400,000 for beer because Americans are on the side of America. We are the good guys. Just amazing.
USA!
This happened
USA!
Tuesday afternoon at the University of North Carolina. And the American young men, and they are the patriarchy, make no mistake. These are, straight white men. And the Democrats hate those people because, you know, the Sistine Chapel and the 747 and Apollo 11. Nobel Prizes. You're welcome. So the confrontation happened Tuesday when on the campus, University of North Carolina, dozens among the nation occupied anti-Israel demonstrations and targeted by the pro-Palestinian student mob, Newsweek magazine said, and the protesters moved to raise the Palestinian flag during a confrontation with counter-protesters, those who would be pro-American, when Pi Kappa Phi stepped into the fray and they chanted USA and they brought the American flags and they raised the American flag and they showed that they're on our side and on Israel's side because we and Israel represent civilization, the left and the jihad represent global thermonuclear war. And you choose. I'll choose civilization. I'm on the side of civilization. All right, let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's see. Let's go to Joe calling from Hughesville, Maryland. Joseph, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, sir, it is quite a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call. Like you said, I am from the communist state of Maryland, and I thought maybe with your influence you could get the word out, since Mike Johnson gives everything to the Democrats they want. Maybe he could slip in something on one of the next bills to where these rogue prosecutors that continuously bring forth all these fraudulent suits, that they would be required when they lose to pay back all of the money with interest and the salary that was lost during all of this time. And then the ladies on The View would absolutely be doing swan dives off of buildings when Alvin Bragg and the rest of them have to actually cough up some money and turn it over to someone.
Well, suing these people civilly is definitely a good idea. I got to tell you, Joe, I was talking a couple of days ago about charging George Soros with crimes and his son, Alex Soros, with crimes for engaging in a conspiracy and funding. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's quite obvious that the students chanting the same chant, singing the same songs, using the same turns of phrase from the East Coast to the West Coast, UCLA to the takeover of Hamilton Hall at Columbia University in New York. It's obvious that there's a good deal of national coordination going on. And the organizations, the individuals and the organizations behind all of this ought to be held to account. But of course, because they're the left, the news media has no appetite for this, and they will attack anybody that suggests it, which is fine. Holding people civilly accountable and financially accountable, I think would be an excellent idea. And it'd be an eye-opener for these people. And George Soros doesn't care. I mean, he's 90-something years old. He's got billions of dollars in ill-gotten gains from shorting banks and doing things that the left would consider to be criminal if it wasn't being done by the left. But I think you're onto something there, Joe. I think that it is a good starting point to look at that taking them into court civilly. Great idea. Good starting point, Joseph. Thank you. And there is something that I want to mention today. We've had several callers on the line, and I'd like to make sure that we mention it. And since nice people called in, let's go to John, calling from Oxon Hill, Maryland. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
I actually met you, CPAC, not this last one, but CPAC the year before.
Uh-huh.
I was wearing one of your Defend the Police t-shirts, and we shook hands, and you took my camera and took some selfies of us for me.
I remember it well, standing out in the main big corridor there by Radio Row.
Exactly. I didn't make it this year, but I hope to next year. But what I mainly, several things, man. I wish we could, wish I could stop somewhere with you and buy you something other than a Bud Light one of these days. But, in the meantime, I have an alternative to the Scream at the Sky Day.
Uh-huh.
Today is National Day of Prayer.
That's right.
First Thursday of every May is National Day of Prayer. We need to start it today and not just be a day of prayer. It needs to be a year of prayer followed by another year until we take this country back.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, I was aware of the fact that National Day of Prayer is today, and there are National Day of Prayer events in the United States today. And you know that the Democrat Party and the left, but I repeat myself, are absolutely dripping with contempt for demonstrations of faith, of religion. A National Day of Prayer is something that they hold in contempt. They're disdainful of because, you know, they don't believe in any of the elements of the First Amendment, the free practice of religion. They don't believe in a free press. They, of course, when they're rallying, they love to say, "Oh, we're all in favor of free speech," but only when it's genocidal hate speech, because it's them. It's pretty extraordinary enough. You know, there was the high school football coach that liked to say prayer after every football game, thank God, so his kids not being hurt. The Democrats took him all the way to the Supreme Court trying to stop him from saying a prayer after a high school football game. Yet they advance and promote after-school Satan clubs in schools all across America. Literally true. They actually do that. They're contemptuous of mainstream religion, of Christianity, but they'll support Hamas in their efforts to commit genocide against the Jewish people. It's an extraordinary thing. They don't support a free press. They support a corrupt press. It's amazing. The right to assemble. You know, January 6th, for example, there were three elements of the First Amendment there. The right to peaceably assemble, the right to free speech, and the right to petition the government. And there's a woman, a grandmother, that showed up to pray, and they just put her in prison. She was demonstrating exercising her right to pray, to free speech, to petition the government, and to peaceably assemble. And the Democrats are putting that grandmother in prison because, and they're, now let's get to the Second Amendment, because their main target is to undo the Second Amendment, do away with the Second Amendment too. You might come to the conclusion that they don't support the Bill of Rights. And if you came to that conclusion, you would be correct. You'd be very correct. Just extraordinary. There is a, I'll just call it a culture war going on in America today. The left, Marxists, Leninists, Maoists, communists, they might call themselves socialists because that tests better with the focus groups. But these people are not on our side. UCLA, of course, canceled classes again today because of the violent outbreaks. And Joe Biden says, oh, Islamophobia and anti-Arab sentiment. Stop crashing planes into buildings and taking hostages and massacring people and raping people in the name of Islam. And then maybe you can start burnishing the reputation of this religious sect. What do you think? Also, crazy story from the Washington Free Beacon. UCLA's director of race and equity complains that Jews enjoy the benefits of whiteness. These are the people that control our institutions of higher learning, and that's why all of this is going on. And velour leisure suits or whatever those were. And this morning, he's like, well, you got all this stuff going on campuses. Looks kind of like January 6th. And Mika had to shout him down.
How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campuses?
Good Lord, don't make you a parallel with January 6th.
You lose the moral high ground.
That has happened, though.
Okay.
That has happened.
Just so we know what's going on here, just the latest from the AP, and then we're going to go live to the scene.
Don't, for God's sake, don't make a parallel. Just because there are guys with ski masks and hammers smashing through the windows to break into the buildings and occupy the buildings and take over and the cops have to come in and get them. Don't make any parallels. Mika has a brain the size of a grain of rice. And then Joe Scarborough with a moment that will haunt him forever.
Let me tell you, and I'll go there, Qatar. Maybe, I believe they're the largest contributor to American universities over the past decade. Qatar, they have poured hundreds of millions of dollars into American universities to have a radicalizing effect on Middle Eastern studies. And I must say, it has worked.
It's paid off. Well, they found receptive audiences on American campuses. They'll take the money because they're greedy and the capitalists will sell you the rope with which to hang them. Yeah, it worked all right.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.